According to tradition, the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, they were all written by Moses himself. Well, one day a biblical scholar, as he was kind of looking through the books, he noticed this phrase in there, this one sentence, and it said that Moses was the most humble man on earth. And after reading that, he said, "A humble man couldn't have written that. Therefore, Moses could not be the authors of these books," right? And whether or not that's an accurate statement, it is interesting, and it's something we have to think about, right? Because humility is one of those sorts of things where the moment that you think you have it, you definitely don't. You have the solid proof that you don't. And Christ is challenging us to see all of our lives in that sense, right? If you think that you are holy, if you think that you are good, if you think that you deserve reward from God, there you have the proof you are none of those things. But there's something about being a Christian that requires a kind of quiet humility, that it calls us to recognize that we do none of those things on our own, but we are simply obeying the command of Christ. We are just servants doing what we are told. And you see this echoed in the lives of the saints. I know something like 200 or more of you are going to see the life of Mother Teresa this week at the theaters. Well, in that movie, you're not going to see Mother Teresa say how wonderful she is. You're not going to see her even take pride in all that she's done. Rather, you're just going to see herself acknowledge that she is a sinner, and to say that she has done no more than what Christ has commanded her to do. That's part of what made her a saint, is her own recognition of her unworthiness. And that's how we should live our lives. It doesn't matter how many masses we go to. It doesn't matter how many rosaries we say in a day. It wouldn't matter if we fed every hungry person in Blount County. We would still just be doing it out of obedience to Christ. We would just be his servants. And we have to have that kind of humility. There's something about Christianity that calls us to a kind of smallness, of letting go of the self. And we see that in the life of Christ, most especially. Because how did he leave this world? He didn't leave it as its king, with the crowds applauding and cheering him. He left this world on a cross. And if we are to follow him, and so must we.